Dean?
Sir.
What about this North Vietnamese story saying the Noise replied to the latest U.S. proposal?
I don't know. I saw one. When did you get that one?
Just now. It just broke 2:31 when it's filed out of Paris. So it says North Vietnamese diplomatic sources today said Hanoi has replied to the latest U.S. proposals aimed at achieving a breakthrough in the Vietnam War. The sources gave no further details. Earlier, the communist sources confirmed that the Hanoi regime had received new peace overtures from the United States.
I don't know whether that's some more filing out of the same interview or the same press conference, but they had filed one earlier that smelled a little bit like they were going to accept it.
They filed one. I have read on the wire that said that we had made a proposal.
Yeah.
And
well, I just
Jackie's kind of got you crowded in the background today. Thank God.
Yeah. That's right. That was really something.
North Vietnamese sources said today Hanoi has received overtures from the U.S. aimed at achieving a breakthrough. The U.S. suggestions were said by Hanoi to be under urgent review. An answer outlining Hanoi's position will be given shortly.
Yeah, well, that's what
the North Vietnamese negotiated and sources said it was the first time Hanoi officials acknowledged private the existence. Presumably, the plan sought assurance Hanoi will not take advantage of an American bombing home. Suggest both Saigon, the National Liberation Front, be admitted to peace talks. Source said Hanoi answer would come soon. Presumably, be conveyed by Chu to Harriman at their 27th negotiating meeting next Wednesday, if not in secret early. Presumably,
yeah,
the decision was a tough one.
That's what I thought.
Well, I guess then that we'll
just hunker up for another little period here.
Now, I find out that your friend in Paris is doing a good deal of talking. And he's had this piece worked out several times, but you've always screwed it up. And this you and old Rostow are mean men, according to Mr. Shriver. And that he doesn't know how he can ever do anything until we really get things unbollocked.
Now, who's doing the talking? Shriver?
Right, Shriver.
Shriver.
Now, the reason I know this, you must not tell it and must not use it, but you must know it's pretty factual. Pearson came back, he wrote this story, and we told him how screwed up these two things were.
Yeah.
And he spent an evening with Shriver and talked to Shriver. So he wouldn't admit it, but said he had a very best source. This Noel Baker, you remember this thing that where he quoted Noel Baker?
Yeah.
So I had a fellow go out and have dinner with him last night, who was his partner and his friend.
Yeah.
Pearson, not necessarily.
Yeah.
He called me this morning for breakfast and said that Pearson said that Shriver told him all this.
Hmm. Well, that doesn't surprise me too much. I would be surprised if Avril were talking like that.
Well, he said Shriver told him all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You remember Avril and them said they hadn't heard of it. They didn't know
that's right. They
hadn't seen him.
That's right.
Now, he said he did see Avril, but he said he got this information from Shriver.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do in a thing like that?
Well, if we were just starting off with administration, I think I'd bring him home and put him on some other job.
I wonder if you couldn't call him and just say we're getting reports back from some of these correspondents. They say that things are pretty loose there in the embassy, and they wonder if you can't tighten them up some.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'd just say the president told you about it. Just say some of the people, the correspondents, are telling other correspondents, and the president's talked to me about it, and I think I ought to ask you to just keep your press contacts to a very minimum, and when these folks come, please do not go into any discussions with them, because if this gets back.
Yeah, all right, so fine.
Thank you.
Waiting.